Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels, my radio show, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. What does Hospitality Unplugged mean? Well, it just basically says we can say what we want to say. But just remember, because you can say what you want to say doesn't mean you should say what you want to say. So anyway, and plus we're live, so if we make a mistake, we can't go back and edit anything. We can't go back and make it right. So if we say something we shouldn't say, then we just say something we shouldn't say. But thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm not sure if everyone knows, but I am remote from Denver at the JW Cherry Creek. This is actually the second time I've been live from a hotel. So this is kind of fun because I have a good guest here that's going to give us some good information, not just about this hotel, but about the Cherry Creek area, which I'm in, or this hotel is in. So it's a suburb of Denver. I guess I want to say that's a suburb of Denver.
A neighborhood
mm-hmm. of Denver. Okay, within Denver. So we're gonna go through all that. But of course, you know, I have to go through other things first. But a little housekeeping note: Facebook Live, because I'm out of the studio today. I think I'm gonna try to maybe do a little something, but. So bear with me. So if see, like right now, I'm on Facebook Live now. So if you go to Russell L. Edmond Facebook page, you'll see me. So you'll be able to see Amy too in a minute. But I'm gonna hold this. Hopefully this is gonna work okay. But anyway, I'm gonna continue talking. Industry news. We're having a little technical issues, and the technical issues are for me. So please bear with me. But industry news. Now, did you know the Cambria Hotel in Houston Downtown Convention Center, that's the name of it, they're offering a 15% commission. Now, why is that important? That's important for people like me because normally we get 10%, or actually with Marriott, we get 7%. So anyone that's offering over 10%, that's a good thing for meeting planners or hotel site selection people like myself. So we love that. So so that's a good thing. So that's 15% commission, Cambria Hotel, Downtown Convention Center. And it's any business that's booked now through December 31st of this year. Also, Hilton and Lyft launched a loyalty partnership program. Imagine that. So you get free points for riding. You basically just have to link programs together. Go to Hilton.com HiltonHonorLift.com for more details. HiltonHonorLift.com for more detailed information on that. So you can actually, you can, you know, ride Lyft, get Hilton Honor points. So that's a good thing. Meeting planners anticipate a rough year in 2020. That's some news that it came from one of the magazines that I read, and I can't remember which one, but it's funny. Isn't this year a rough year? Was it last year a rough year? It was for me. So I don't know if that's, I mean, maybe 2020 is going to be worse. I don't know. But some of the things that they noted was dealing with challenging clients. Aren't all our clients challenging? No, they're not. They're wonderful. Now we, you know, it's my job to make it easier for the client, right? So I'm the liaison between the hotel and the client. So if there's anything I need to do to make that easier, so that's my role in the whole thing. Not just site selection, finding a hotel and things like that, but kind of explaining the ins and outs of hotels or the contracts or the agreements and things like that. So if we can anyway alleviate some of those issues, that would be a good thing. Lack of response time or slow response times from venues or hotels. Can you believe that?
I actually can.
Yeah, well,
you know, I hear it too often, actually.
And you're a hotel person.
I'm a hotel person.
So are you guilty of that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm just checking. Because that's one of the complaints. Lack of response times or slow response times from venues. We need to get responses to clients in a timely manner. So basically what that means is, okay, me as a planner or a hotel site selection person, we're waiting for, we sent out an RFP to the hotel and we're waiting for a response from the hotel, a proposal, or they can just call me and say, hey, this is the rate, or we have this available, we don't have that available, because the client is actually waiting, because, you know, they're dealing with people too. They may be dealing with a board of directors or their boss or whatever, and maybe planning is not even their forte. So they're under pressure from their boss. They throw it to me and I'm throwing it to the hotel. So if we get the information in a timely manner, then the client gets it, and then maybe there won't be this friction. So we need to maybe work a little better. But I hear this, you know, it's not a common, I mean, it's not uncommon that I hear this, but not every hotel is dragging their feet and not doing it. So I know Amy for a fact is not doing it, because I've worked with Amy before and she would never do that. Ever-changing technology. Ever-changing technology. Clients want new tech, but not willing to pay for it. Well, yeah. So we want all the bells and whistles of everything. We want smart TVs in the meeting rooms. We want all this and that. But when it comes to the cost, we have to pay for those things, because guess what? The hotel has to pay for it, so they have to pass that cost along to us. Not the full cost, maybe, but at least a percentage of it, or everyone has a fee, like AV prices, or, you know, for overhead or table lint or whatever that is. I mean, there's costs involved in all these things, because there's maintenance. If it's the tablecloth, they have to get those washed or linen or laundered or whatever. So there are costs involved in all these things. And sometimes we as planners, we ask for the world, and we want to see exactly, we'll throw everything out there, see what sticks. You know, right. What doesn't stick, then okay, we won't deal with that. But we want everything. We have that buffet mentality. Right. You know, we don't need everything, but we just want the choices, right?
Wish list.
Exactly, big wish list. So that's some of the things. Now, I flew up here. Now I'm in Denver, like I said. Now let me back up. I'm at the JW Marriott in Cherry Creek, which is an area or a section of Denver. We're here with Amy Beardsley. She's a sales manager, leisure sales manager. Mm-hmm. But she's going to talk about some group stuff too, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
She's one of the managers here. I've known Amy when she was a revenue manager with Broughton Hotels, when they managed the Georgian Hotel in Santa Monica,
right.
Which the Georgian Hotel is one of my favorite hotels in Santa Monica. One of my favorite hotels in the LA area, just because of the veranda that they have and the location and things like that. I think it's probably one of the best locations in all of Santa Monica, right on Ocean Boulevard, right across from the pier, right across from the beach. Can't miss it. So it's a great place. If you happen to be in Santa Monica, you need a place to go hang out, have a drink, go to the Georgian. So Amy, I knew her as a revenue manager, and then she got into sales. But we're gonna get into that a little later. But I just want to, because I'm having some technical difficulties, I may be jumping around more than I normally am. So, but anyway, experience on Southwest Airlines. Now, I flew up here on Southwest Airlines on Monday. Is that yesterday? Yeah, that was yesterday. So I'm going to share this one quick experience. Had to do with a passenger that was sitting in the emergency exit. Okay, the flight attendant comes along and says, I want to make sure you guys know that you are in a emergency exit, and basically, are you willing to accept the responsibilities of basically open the doors or the window and let people out, basically, right? Well, there's this lady who's not paying attention to him, so he's going to each person and said, I need a verbal agreement, a verbal commitment that you're willing to help us. He starts with me, of course, oh yeah, of course, yes, sign me up. And then everyone else goes in unison, but this one lady, she claims she doesn't hear what he says, and he says, are you willing to help us out? This is what he said. She said, what? Help you out? And she got real rude and said, oh no, I'm not gonna do that. So he said, well, then I have to seat you somewhere else then. And she goes, okay, I'll do it then. And then he said, I need a verbal commitment for you. And she yells out, yes, I said, I'll do it. I mean, yells out for everyone. And we're in the middle of the plane. I'm sure people in the back, people in the front heard it. Now I'm embarrassed for the whole thing. I'm embarrassed that she's acting like this, and I'm embarrassed for him because he has to handle this idiot. So excuse my language, but I had to say that because she didn't have to be like that. So he whispered, he leaned over to her, but I could hear because I'm sitting right across from her, and he says, excuse me, ma'am, do we have a problem? And she said, no, we don't have a problem. I'm okay. I said I would do it, blah, blah, blah. Well, at that point, I would have asked her to basically leave that seat and go to somewhere else, because who wants to trust someone that can't even give you a verbal commitment and be somewhat nice about it or whatever? But he handled it perfectly. So Southwest Airlines, I don't know the guy's name, but he did handle that well. Then he had one of a female colleague come over, flight attendant, and talk to her as well and make sure she understood. So they handled that well, and they kind of diffused the situation, but that situation could have gone south real quick. In fact, if I was the one that was the flight attendant, it would have gone south real quick. So anyway, so that was just a little information I wanted to share. Contact information. How do you get in touch with Russell, or get in touch with me? Russell@russellfotels.com, Twitter @russellfotels.com. I'm sorry, Russell@russellfotels.com is my email. Twitter is, my handle is Russell of Hotels. IG is Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook page, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And then, of course, I have a website, russellofhotels.com. Now, we all know this is a live show, but after the show is over, it becomes a podcast. So it's available on iTunes, Apple Play, Google Play, iTunes, and every podcasting platform that you use, we are there. So you can go to Google and just say, type in Russell of Hotels, and it'll come up. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Russell of Hotels group, we do hotel site selection. I kind of explained it a little while ago. Digital marketing via social media. I do a lot of things, a lot of postings. In fact, this trip is no exception. I've done so many pictures of the snow. Oh, I haven't got to that. It's been snowing here. I mean, where's the snow in? It's Memorial Weekend coming up, right? And it's snowing here in Denver. So, but hey, you got to roll with the punches, right? Yeah, anything for the show or anything for a site inspection, I'm here. So, but it's been interesting. But Denver's been great. And then I do a radio show host, I interview today's hospitality professionals, and today is no exception because we have Amy Beardsley. I'm not going to do the who's on blast this week because we all know who's on blast. These people are just not answering to me, but that's fine. And then I have a couple of people I need to thank. I'm going to thank, these are people that I met during my trip here in Denver. Darren Novak, group sales manager, JW Marriott, Sonny Kirstens.
Kirstens.
Mm-hmm. He's the director of sales and marketing here at the JW Marriott. I met them. They took their time to come out. I mean, Amy's my contact here, but they took the time and came out and said hello. And I told them I appreciate that because that doesn't happen at every hotel. It's all about relationships and things like that. It's all about being comfortable when you want to bring a group in. So if other people, other managers, sales managers, director of sales come out and meet you, I think that's a great thing. So all hotels should do that, or more should do that. Ben Power, senior sales manager at the Halcyon Hotel. Actually have a program going there in July. So I spent some time with him this morning, and the great hotel, I know we did a, we made a great decision to make, to have the meeting there. Lori Poindexter met her sales manager at the Halcyon as well. And it's funny, you know, Gabby Rosenfeld with Al High. I mean, although you guys are not an Al High property,
we're not.
But Al High is Associated Luxury Hotel International. Basically, they help sell non-branded hotels, non-branded luxury hotels. So they actually, I guess, an extended sales force, if you will. You have to pay for that service or for what they do, but they represent your hotel to people that are looking for luxury hotels or 4 and 5 star hotels for the most part. So the House Inn, which is a non-branded hotel, they assist them. So she happened to be on a site inspection the same time I was on one this morning.
Oh,
so
nice.
She's from LA, so I know her. And then Riley Horton, I just had lunch with. Riley Horton is with Visit Denver, which is the CVB or the Tourism Board. So Riley's in charge of getting, I think, associations. He's in charge of all associations under 150 rooms on peak, I believe. So he was my contact with the Tourism Board or Convention Center or DMO or whatever we call them these days, but he's the guy. So he took me to lunch. I had this cauliflower steak. It was delicious. So thank you, Riley. So without further ado, I want to bring to the mic Miss Amy Beardsley, leisure sales manager at the JW Marriott Cherry Creek. Welcome to the On Air with Russell Hotel show.
Thanks, Russell. Glad to be on your show. It's kind of an honor. You're kind of picky.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody's not accepted. That's right. So
I guess it's because I've known you literally my entire career, which feels interesting.
Yeah.
You were there when I started.
That is right.
I'm not going to date you, but.
No, don't date me. We're about you, okay? We're about how old you are, not how old I am.
No dates, not relevant.
So, okay. Hey, let's get into it. So how and when did you get into the hospitality industry?
I started when I was 17 at the front desk at the Georgian Hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
I
applied for 2 positions at once. I applied for sales assistant and front desk, and started at the front desk and ended up going up to sales 6 weeks later. So it was... I started at the front desk, and then so here's a funny story. The director of sales comes out of the office one day, and I know you know there's a staircase at the top where the sales office is, and the front desk is kind of, you know, mezzanine. So she storms out, and she had been on a business trip, and she looks down at me, and she goes, "Are you Amy?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Did you apply for sales?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "You're working here?" I said, "Yeah, I'm here in the flesh." She goes, "Oh, well, I wanted you to work in sales and you're at the front desk." I said, "Well, okay, you know, great." And it ended up 6 weeks later, she ended up pulling me up to sales, and that's how I started my sales career in hotels.
Wow,
so
that is very good. So that was your first hotel job.
That was it. Right.
Wow, and you're 17.
I was 17.
You're 17. And okay. So when you got into sales, now I knew you as a revenue manager.
Right.
Okay. Now, did you go right into revenue management, or was there a progression from when you got into sales to when you actually became a revenue manager?
There was a progression. Okay. So I did the sales coordinator for a couple years, and then our director, Vanessa, you know, ended up leaving the hotel industry and moved up north. So we kind of went in a chain of events. Memory Rudolph, who very well, right, was the current revenue manager, moved up into director of sales. And then I took the revenue management job. And we were kind of the dream team for many years.
Many years,
so,
yes.
That was a good
charging
time.
Those high rates in
we
Santa
sure
Monica.
Were. That 495 ADR.
Yeah,
that was...
and they're laughing about it. They're charging 495 and laughing.
It's an international market.
People were lined up to take that $495.
You know, that hotel was worth every penny. That's a beautiful hotel.
I agree. It's a very nice hotel. In fact, now they've redid some things since you've been there. I always get back to the veranda because it's a great place to people watch.
Right.
So if you just want to come and hang out, have a drink on the veranda and just people watch, look at the ocean, look at the people walk by, that's the best place to be to do that. But if you don't want to pay the rates, go somewhere else. But
well, no. You can pay $15 for a Cobb salad. And I will say, about 90% of the celebrities I've ever met in person, I met on the veranda.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dwayne Johnson was there and all sweaty.
The Rock
was there with his agent.
Okay.
We had so many Pink, you know, the musician Pink, Pink, right? Yeah. So okay. Her and her boyfriend were there, and we had Michael Bublé and Emily Blunt when they were little stunt together after the Emmys. She left her Louis Vuittons. I tried to take them. My foot did not fit in those little tiny things. So, but yeah, I mean, that was a cool spot. That's like you said, to people watching, you never know who you're going to see on that veranda.
That is true. That is true. Now from revenue manager to sales manager.
Yes.
How'd that transition go? And what's the correlation between being a revenue manager or sales, or being in that position, and how does it relate to each other? Or does it relate to each other?
It does. I described it. So when I was at the Georgian, I had this very interesting title of sales and revenue manager, which I used to describe it as the angel and the devil on my shoulder, right? The sales in me is like, no, just give it away, Amy. It's totally fine. And the revenue is like, Amy, you're going to get slapped. You can't do it, right? So there was some, you know, inner conflict. And I think it actually worked in my favor because I got to know the best of both worlds. You know, you really find a balance when you have to manage revenue and also, you know, handle the sales side of things. So the two are connected, you know, as much as people like to debate that they're not, they're very connected.
Yes, they are. In fact, you made your sentence. I zoned out.
Thanks, Russell. Special guest, guys. You hear that? Super special.
Oh, God. when a RFP comes in, right, and they're asking for a rate. So the rate comes from
the revenue manager.
The revenue manager, right? Okay. So it's not like we're pulling rates out of, you know, sales manager just pulling them out of the sky. They're actually, you have to go and have a conversation with a revenue manager, or in some hotels, depending on the size of the hotel, they do RevMax meetings. So basically, they look at the dates, they look at what's already in-house, what other groups are in-house, you know, they look at how many leisure or transit rooms are on the books and things like that. So there's some type of science to come up with a rate. Well, some hotels, most hotels do. There's some that just actually, they do literally just pull them from the sky.
Yeah.
Or pull them from somewhere else.
Those are the big, you send your wish list to those people.
Yes. So depending on, like, I was at the Bonaventure Hotel. So convention, major convention hotel in downtown LA. And, you know, you had to go through a whole, you know, dog and pony show to get rates.
Right.
Because sometimes they didn't want to give you the rates, and because of this was coming in, or some phantom group that hadn't committed is going to come in on those dates, so we can't give this away, we can't give this rate, and the rate is this, you know, it's $300 when normally it's like $200, but anyway, but that's how that normally works. So sales works in conjunction with revenue to come up with the rate, then once they get that rate, that goes into that proposal, and that gets sent back to the client. So just want to give you, that was a roundabout kind of way to get to where I wanted to say, but hey, that's how it works. So what do you like better? I mean, now you've been in sales for a while. What do you like better?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think sales. Yeah.
You think sales?
Yeah. You know, it's, you have a lot more, touch, right? So you meet a lot more people.
Okay.
It's a lot more opportunity for, you know, traveling and getting to know different market segments and industries. And, you know, I think that's probably, I mean, that's the best part of sales. So if you are an introvert, you might not like that as much. But I think if you are, you know, really hands-on and like that relationship building, and that's me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not for everybody. So it's could go either way. But I like the sales portion of it.
I've always said, and I've told a couple, in fact, one director of sales who used to be a revenue manager, I said that revenue managers, former revenue managers, make the best directors of sales.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
Tough directors.
Exactly. They do make tough ones. Yeah. I was never a director of revenue. I was never in revenue. So, but I had to figure it out on the fly. But I always had good revenue managers to support me. So that's a good, but if you have both of those things going for you, I think that's a good thing. So, and I'm sure you're on your way to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day, I don't know. But so how many hotels have you worked?
Let's see. I have been at about 8 hotels now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to 14. So that's the question I ask everyone that works in the hotels, because I want people to see that, you know, there's opportunities that come up, and we sometimes we take them, and it's for the betterment, either for our career or maybe we make more money or whatever. Because sometimes I remember back in the day, and I've said this before, I started with Marriott, and if you were not, in those days, if you were not able to be moved around, if you were not movable or mobile, they would pass you over for certain promotions and things like that. So, I mean, I understand it. Sometimes people from the outside of our industry, they don't understand that. You know, you have multiple this, you've done that. But believe me, the more you learn, let me back up. The more hotels you go to, the more you learn.
Because, absolutely.
Because one hotel is only going to afford you those issues at that hotel. I mean, I can honestly say I've experienced so much stuff from operational to sales to just dealing with just a bunch of mess. And I would not have experienced it if I did not bounce around a little bit, if I did not go to 14 different hotels. So like I always say, I have people on here because everyone has a story. I have a story, Amy has a story, her story is different than mine, but you know, she says she's been to whatever, 5, 8 hotels, whatever. And she has some experiences. So she has something to talk about. So, and she has things to bring to the table. So that's just how it works. What do you think the best thing is about being a sales manager? Did we all talk about that? But say it again.
You touched on it earlier, right? Uh-huh. And that's relationships. Mm-hmm. So you never know who you're going to meet. But I mean, it's interesting that a lot of people have friends from childhood, from high school. I don't have any of those. All my friends come from my relationships as a salesperson. You know, I take trips with people that used to be clients of mine and CVB friends. And, you know, that's who I go to happy hour with. And it's, I don't know, I think that's probably the most fun part of being in hotel sales, especially because, like you said, you go to different hotels, you do different markets, you meet different clients, and you become kind of a well-rounded individual that way. So to me, that's always been the best part of this job. And, you know, as hotel people, we're going to leave, right? We're gonna open a gym, you know, we're gonna work for a tech company. No, we're not. We always end up back here. I mean, we might try, but
we may go somewhere.
But we miss it. Yes. We miss it. It has its perks, and you know, like I said, we're all in hospitality because we're friendly people. We like people, right? We wanna be hospitable. We're servant hearts. And I think when you meet like minded people like that, it's so rewarding. So it's a good time.
Yes, yes. No, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. How does the Denver market differ from the Southern California market?
Oh my gosh. That is like apples and kale. we're gonna pass over the fruit. We're just gonna go straight to the veggies. You know, SoCal, it draws a different market, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Denver is a very tech savvy city. It's known for its craft beer, it's known for its marijuana, and it's known for its tech. SoCal is known for its beaches, it's known for the Disneylands and the Universals and, you know, all the different elements that can go into that. So it's just a totally different crowd, and you get totally different business here. You know, it's Denver super weekday heavy. So, and I think what's interesting about Denver the last, I'd say, about 5 years is it's really transforming into a leisure destination. So it's happening, and it's happening quick. So, you know, we have the sports teams in place. You know, we've got the Broncos and the Nuggets and the Avalanche. We've got some pretty good sports teams here.
Yeah, you do. I mean, yeah, you do. What's the baseball team?
Is that the Rockies.
Avalanche?
Oh, okay. Oh, Russell. Russell, just in case you don't know, is a huge baseball fan. Right, Russell?
Anyone that knows me. They know I don't like baseball. So anyway.
Yeah, he'll be watching CNN on his phone at the baseball game, eating the buffet. I mean, Denver, it's getting there. You know, I mean, L.A. is all things. You know, it's tech. It's everything that anybody could want. L.A. is pricey, you know, and I know you know that. I mean, there's no down season in LA. You can, any time of year, it's like, it's going to be a great place to go. Denver has its niche kind of market. So surprisingly, there's a big winter market here, you know, I mean, besides the mountains.
Most people, that's what they think of Denver, right? They don't think about, they think about that as your season. The mountains or the snow and things like that, right?
They do. Yeah, they do. I mean, I think the mountain properties have their own market. They're kind of their own entity, right? You got the big resorts up there, and you have, you know, the smaller airports you can fly into and get that kind of winter business. But primarily, it's just that weekday stuff that's really, really heavy here.
Okay.
now.
Very good. Very good. Now, let's jump into hotels located in Cherry Creek. Why stay in the Cherry Creek area? Why stay at the JW? What's going on at the JW that's so great that people need to drop what they're doing and come here?
Right. Well, so a little background. Cherry Creek is about 2 miles from the heart of downtown Denver. So I like to describe us as the Beverly Hills of Denver. We're the upscale, we're the walkable, we've got, you know, kind of everything for everyone destination. So, and we're kind of the only neighborhood in downtown that is like that, you know, just like Beverly Hills. It's its own icon. And that's what we draw here. We draw the people that want to come and shop. They want to have a walkable location. They want it to be safe. And the JW was actually the first hotel here in Cherry Creek North. So we describe ourselves as the heartbeat of Cherry Creek. You know, we were the original. We're the OG. We're the OG hotel.
Okay. All right.
You know, we've had clients that have been coming to Cherry Creek for years and years. So we opened the hotel in 2003. So we've been here. We're established. We're consistent. You know, people know what they're getting. They know who we are. You know, we update our product, but it's just the same great service. So I think that's what draws most people here. And of course, we're Marriott, right? I mean, that always helps. You always got your consistency there. So
exactly. Yes, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I definitely have enjoyed my stay. I've been here one day. I'll be here 2 days as of tomorrow, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, check out tomorrow.
I know.
Right? Yeah, I got here Monday. And yeah, but no, hotel's great. Rooms have just recently been renovated.
Right.
Very nice interior. The bedding is real nice, and there's a fragrance that's on the, I don't know if it's in the room or in the linen, but it smells like, I don't know, almost like a pine. I don't know, it's something.
Right.
It's some type of fragrance that's, I mean, it's very relaxing. Whatever the heck it is, it's almost between a pine and like a mint, not a menthol kind of smell, but
yeah, like
but
a spa like. Yeah,
there you go.
Of,
right. There you go. There you mm-hmm. go. Kind of like a spa like smell. So a fragrance, not smell. Smell can mean bad, but a fragrance, mm-hmm. and it's very nice. The rooms are, they're roomy because I compare them to what I saw. Although the
right
the so some of the competition across the way is very nice, but the rooms are not as large as the JW.
Right. So we have the largest hotel rooms in Cherry Creek.
Okay.
Smallest is 450 square feet.
Okay.
So it's definitely one of the family hotels here mm-hmm. in the area, because like you said, I mean, you could pop a roll away. We've got the Chase Lounge mm-hmm. in there. It's just really roomy and really comfortable, bright, nice
yes.
rooms. So
and I must say the shower is roomy as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can, I mean, I'm not a small guy, right? 6'1", whatever. And there's a lot of room for me to get in there. And the shower head, there's two shower heads. One is always at the top of the ceiling, which probably can accommodate somebody about 6'5", 6'6", something like that. And
right.
they don't have to, you know, move around to get water on. But yeah, so I can see that do you guys do business with some of the sports teams and things like that? Or do you?
It's kind of confidential, Russell, but we do. We do. We are. I won't name the names.
No, I don't want to know.
You know,
I just want to know just for the listener. You never know who's listening, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
If they see that they have oversized beds, they have oversized showers, the rooms are oversized.
Right.
Well, who wants to come there? Big people.
Yeah.
Professional athletes.
I didn't think of it that way.
See, of
I'm 5 foot one.
Because
so that's a great way to
okay,
look at
well,
it.
See, that, my job is to bring that out of people. Okay.
Right. So there in Denver, again, it's such a corporate city that most of the hotels are corporate minded, right? Mm-hmm. There's very few luxury hotels in this market, and we're one of them. I'd say we're one of about three, maybe
three,
five.
Right? Okay.
Three main ones. We got the Four Seasons in downtown.
Okay.
We got the Ritz-Carlton in downtown. And then in the Cherry Creek neighborhood, I mean, it's us. So we do draw a lot of the sports teams because they expect that. You know, obviously they're not going to stay, you know, at the courtyard near the airport. So it's a good draw. And again, it's secluded here. It's safe. It's walkable. It's just a little bit different from a typical downtown destination,
mm-hmm.
Which is also if anyone has worked sports, you know, that's what they like. You know, they like to close, but they also like a little bit of privacy. So.
Exactly. No, I got you.
I understand. You guys run any packages or promotions? Since you're leisure sales, explain, before you answer this question, explain what leisure sales does.
Yeah, that is a name you don't hear a lot in Denver. Again, it's up and coming, and this role was actually created when I started. So it was not part of the hotel before. But leisure, we are best friends with the travel agents, you know, who, again, people say that that's dying. It's not. Travel agents are thriving. And I'm the girl that works with all of them. You know, we bring individual luxury travelers here who are looking for a different experience. We work with wholesalers. So any wholesalers that are looking for pre and post product in the mountains, they like to come here. You know, we've got the shopping. We've kind of got the destination for that. And then, you know, all these fun packages, right? I think that's every salesperson dream is like, oh, I want to put together a package, right? Oh, this would be so cool to offer this. Well, I get to do that every day. So it's a really fun role, and it's different, especially in Denver. I did in Santa Monica a lot, right?
Yeah, that's
leisure out there. So
okay. Well, then this is a role that you were just tailor-made for you.
I like to think that.
We're on air with Russell Hotels with Amy Beardsley, Leisure Sales Manager at the JW Marriott Denver and Cherry Creek. So we're talking about, we already went through her career progression, and now we're asking her about specifically the JW Marriott downtown Cherry Creek, and now we're going to get into the packages and promotions that you guys are having or may have. Or
right.
Talk about that a little bit.
So one that we just launched, which is, I can say this officially, literally exclusive to JW. Again, it hasn't been a huge leisure destination. So what I did when I got here was reach out to some of the most popular local attractions, which Denver Zoo, right? Denver Botanic Gardens, Museum of Nature and Science, Denver Art Museum. We have a lot of attractions that I don't think people realize, you know, and I was a tourist forever because I'm a diehard Broncos fan. So I would fly out here 5 or 6 times a year and do the leisure stuff. So I know what's here. A lot of people don't. So one of the packages we launched is called the Best of Denver Adventure Package. And basically what that includes is your valet parking. It's kind of targeted towards families, couples. And each day that you're here, you get 2 tickets to one of the exclusive attractions. So you can go to the Denver Zoo on Saturday. You can go to the Botanic Gardens on Sunday. It's all included in your package. So it's a good value, it's a good deal, and it's kind of just sums it up. You know, you don't have to go on your phone and look for things and ask people. It's like, here you go, come to us. And we do what we set up here also is a la carte sales. So if you're coming in with a family, you need more than 2 tickets, right? We have tickets, and we have them extremely discounted for our guest. So it's something you're not going to find at the gate. You know, it's not going to be possible. We've negotiated that. So just really trying to target those families that come in here. Again, Cherry Creek is that destination. It's business, obviously. But it's where you're going to stay if you're coming here for a vacation.
Okay. So you're trying to grow this leisure market.
Right.
And there's a mall down the street?
One block.
So it's very, from what I've seen, and I've been to a couple of restaurants since I've been here, and it's very walkable.
Oh, yes.
Easy to walk, easy to get around. And they just give you directions. Oh, just go here, make a right, go to 1st Street, 2nd Street, 3rd Street. I mean, it's pretty easy to get around. So I found my way to the Halcyon Hotel, to the, what's the other hotel over here?
The Chicard.
Mm-hmm. I know what Starbucks is now.
Right. I mean, oh, we have them all over the place.
Yeah,
Too many Starbucks.
I know this one over there.
Right.
And I know Machetes.
Machetes, yes.
Which is a Mexican restaurant. I had kind of a late lunch, early dinner last night. And I had roasted beet tacos. Mm. Wow, for the vegan in me. So it was very good. She's not really convinced that it was good. She's like, yeah, right. I would eat that.
If you slap some carne asada on it,
I'd be at home. We're not putting any carne asada, but it was roasted beets. We had some other like microgreens, and I'm getting off on food tangent now, but Denver has a pretty serious food scene,
Fair.
I had heard about it, but just going to lunch just a while ago with the cauliflower steak. I mean, the way they prepared that, it had curry. It had so many different flavors and taste of this thing. It was unreal. So
right.
Denver, if you guys have not been to Denver and you think about having a meeting or just some leisure things, you have leisure time, check out Denver and specifically check out the Cherry Creek area and the JW. When was your hotel's last renovation?
2 weeks ago. We just opened up from an evolution, our phase one. So all of our guest rooms have been evolved, as you know.
Okay.
And that includes the hallways, because I've seen that.
Yes.
I've seen, and it's interesting, right?
Yes.
You feel like you're in the Twilight Zone going from the hallway to the room. We just completed that, and we added 3 new guest rooms in the process. So I'm not going to get into the science behind that. But we're at 199 rooms now. So in addition to the guest rooms, we just finished our fitness center, which you
very
saw
nice.
Has the
yes.
new Peloton
yes. Yes.
bikes in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people when they come here, they don't use a fitness center. This is Denver. You know, it's known for its hiking and its biking and its outdoor scene, but then you might come in May and it snows.
It's
so unpredictable. So we got the Pelotons in there. We did all of our meeting space, which is just beautiful. I've actually never seen this, been in a lot of hotels. Our air walls are shimmery. They have like a shimmery fabric on them.
Okay.
And maybe it's the girl in me that is just giddy
shimmery.
Over it.
I didn't pick up that.
It brightens the room.
I didn't go in there and say, oh, this is shimmery.
I did.
Okay.
I don't know. That was the first thing I noticed when I started this job. Oh, my gosh. Your air walls
have shimmer.
You're
that excited about shimmery air walls.
I'm kind of a glitter freak.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you just don't see it. It really, like, brings the luxury out in your meeting. It's nice. So we did all that fun stuff. Meeting space looks phenomenal.
Yes, it does. I agree with that. It does look very nice. Very nice. Now, how much meeting space do you have?
We are at about 10,000 square feet.
Okay.
Right? And so we have a total of eight rooms, 2 ballrooms, which you saw. So we've got the grand ballroom at 3,200 square feet. We've got the Bluebell, which has all those nice windows, right?
Uh-huh.
Good natural light. That is 2,200 square feet. And then the best part about this hotel, I think this is just, especially if you're a group salesperson, this is it. We have 2 outdoor venues. We have the one you and I are sitting in now,
mm-hmm.
which is
very
the fireside
nice.
Room.
I wish you guys could see it. And I apologize for the Facebook fiasco we had earlier. But when you're remote, you know, some things just don't go according to plan. So I do apologize for that. But when we're in the studio, of course, you know, we have to have the Facebook Live. But this time, I think I did start off the cast of the radio show by saying that, well, maybe we tried to do Facebook, but it just didn't work. So I do apologize for that.
All that makeup for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Amy's looking good over here, but oh well, you guys will never get to see it. So anyway.
Meet me in person. It's fine.
Now, I know you don't do group, but I have to ask this. What's the ideal group size for this hotel?
So this hotel, our sweet spot's kind of about 110 rooms per night, which is about 50% of our inventory.
That is, you have 99 rooms. Okay.
You own the hotel. I mean, it's one of those, you're the big fish in the small sea, right?
Yes.
Which is, I love hotels like that. I've worked in monster hotels, mm-hmm. and then I've worked in hotels like this, where it's like, you know, your group's not going to get lost. You're kind of it.
Yes.
Weekends, as you know, are not a huge deal here. So you have a weekend group come in, you're really going to own this hotel. I think we go up to 150, 160.
Those are rates?
No. Those
oh,
are rooms per night.
Oh, that's rooms per night. Oh, that's the group ceiling. Okay, so you'll go up.
If you see a rate with a 1 in front of it, you better book. Like, you better... You tell Russell to get that contract out immediately.
Okay. All right. So, okay.
That's the goal.
You can go up as high as 140, 150 rooms on a peak night is what you
right, say. Right. On a weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Cherry Creek. Are there things planned for this summer in Cherry Creek?
There's a lot of things planned. So Cherry Creek, I want to talk just a little bit about it. So people can kind of visualize where we are. You know, like I said before, we're 2 miles from the heart of downtown. We're our own little neighborhood like Beverly Hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's 600 businesses on 16 blocks in Cherry Creek.
600 businesses.
600. 260 of those are retailers. So again, we've got a great mix of the corporate, of people who live here, you know, the residential market and the retailers. And 50% of the businesses here are women owned, which I think is a really important statement.
That is. No,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah, super community. This is definitely a community
vibe. Is that
by design
or just something that happened? Is that a coincidence?
It's a coincidence. You know, it just kind of speaks to the way that we value the community and the resources that are available to small businesses here. So, again, it's kind of got that 3rd Street Promenade vibe, but it's instead of these big giant retailers, these are people who have been here for 30, 40 years who own these boutiques, and the community here really respects that. You know, we put our dollars back into the community, and you can always tell a difference. You know, it's that small town warmth. I really love Cherry Creek. It's the places I've been here in Denver. I've only been here a year. It's definitely my favorite. So
you've been at the hotel year.
I have been in Denver last July.
Okay.
So coming from LA, you know, the retail giant of the universe.
Okay, just real quick, what hotel did you work in LA? Last hotel you worked in LA?
Last hotel was the Westin in Pasadena, which I to this day just adore, and I know you do too, because you and I hung out there a year ago.
Yes.
I did transfer here with the management company to Denver.
Okay.
So grew up in Denver. Wanted to be back in Denver. You know, I've upgraded from a tiny apartment to a huge house. So, I mean, it's got its perks.
There you go.
I miss the beach, but, you know, Denver's great. So, yeah, kind of sidetracking on that. But so Cherry Creek, yeah, again.
You sidetrack sometimes on
I know you do.
So that's good. So we love that. So keep going.
Yeah, it's fun to sidetrack. I love your cooking advice. And I'm not a vegan, but I'm like, that actually sounds good.
Like what? What are you talking about?
Like when you're talking about, see, you get the steak seasoning and you get the veggies and it just, you bring it all together for Taco Tuesday. I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah.
I might be able to be a vegan after listening to you talk.
Well, you know what? Take it step, you know, baby steps. You don't have to be a vegan. Everybody always says that because they see that I am. Like, well, I should do that. No, you shouldn't. You should do what's comfortable for you, okay? This is what's comfortable for me, right? I just want to give options to people, right? So letting people know that you don't have to eat meat all the time. You know, you can have a meatless Monday. You know, people do meatless Monday, right?
Hashtag
exactly.
Meatless Monday.
Meatless Monday. So you can do, I don't know what you do, salads on Monday. I don't know. Or just do Taco Tuesday on Monday. You can do that and do vegan tacos, right?
Right.
With cauliflower. Try cauliflower, chop it up, get some taco seasoning, mix it up all together.
Here.
You would be like, oh my God, this is like better than me. But anyway.
So when I go to LA, I will be knocking on your door. You'll be cooking for me.
Anyway, so what else were you going to say? I'm sorry.
So Cherry Creek, again, I digress. You know, Cherry Creek, if you're talking summers in Denver, this is the spot. And I didn't realize the extent of it until I actually got here. But we have a ton of festivals here. I mean, Denver as a whole, they've got their craft beer festival a couple times a year. And but Cherry Creek is a very art-driven community. We have a ton of boutique art galleries, you know, a lot of eclectic restaurants, again, that are not, they're not chain restaurants. You know, these are restaurants that people have put a lot of thought into. So in July, we have the Cherry Creek Arts Festival, which is insane. Over the weekend, it draws 350,000 visitors.
Wow.
Which is nuts. And the JW, again, we're the heartbeat of Cherry Creek. So we always participate and support the community. We host a lot of the art pieces in the lobby and throughout the hotel. Really try and partner with that festival. But it's, you know, it's art. It's, they have stuff for kids. I was on the website. I have 3 kids, right? Mm. So I'm always looking for things to do. They have art contests and all kinds of crafty things going on for these kids and bouncy houses and you name it. I mean, it's kind of an all-around family thing. And the common misconception with Denver is it's cold. Like, if I hear that again, I swear. When I touched down here last July, July 20th, it was 107 degrees. So Denver's super seasonal. So in the summer, it's actually really popping here. I mean, it's a good place to be. The weather's great and there's lots to do. So we've got the art festival. We've got, you know, the chalk festival. We have
What is chalk?
So they do, you know, the chalk that you do on the sidewalks. They do street art.
Okay.
On the street. I mean, it's fun. It's I don't know, it kind of brings you back down to earth when everybody's outside and they're just being creatively expressive and everything else. And
it is cool.
Yeah. Got the beer and wine fest.
Oh, hey, there you
go. Comes right after the art fest. That is July 18th through the 21st. So, actually the food and wine fest is in August. That's August 17th. So it's going to be 21 Cherry Creek restaurants, beer, wine, spirits, and live music. And if you go on the Cherry Creek North website, Google Cherry Creek North, you're going to see all the events, and it is a good time. You know, like I said, it's pure, you know, there's nothing inappropriate. It's everybody can join. If you're a parent like me, you're definitely sipping wine while your kids are eating mac and cheese and just getting through the weekend. So it's good. You know, it's a cool place to be. Denver has a lot of little hidden gems like that. So
Amy. We're on live with Amy Beardsley, Leisure Sales Manager at the JW Marriott Cherry Creek, which is in Denver. We're winding down a little bit now, but she's just explaining what's going on in the summer in Cherry Creek. Lots of fun, lots of festivals, lots of things to do. They're trying to grow their leisure business, right? So weekends are slow for the hotel, right?
Correct.
So, which means there's opportunities for a great rate.
Absolutely.
Maybe those rates are under $200. I don't know.
That sounds actually pretty accurate.
Okay.
And maybe those rates come with upgrades.
Okay.
You know, nice VIP amenities. Okay. You know, I mean, weekends you're gonna bank out here. So it's a good time. And again, with so much going on, I mean, just think it's not well known enough. I think if people gave it a shot, they'd understand. But yeah, we're looking to help people out on the weekends for sure.
Okay, well, that's good to know. It's in groups too, not just individual reservations, but groups will probably benefit from a less than busy weekend as
Absolutely.
So you do a lot of leisure business? I mean, when I mean leisure, you do a lot of weddings and things like that?
We do a lot of social business.
Social. There you go. Social. I'm
we
sorry.
Do.
I've been that far out of hotels, I can't even think of what I was
saying. Welcome back.
Social. You do a lot of social business.
We have our outdoor deck, which I showed you yesterday on the third floor. And that deck, I mean, that we do quite a substantial amount of receptions and weddings. And again, it's that perk of having the two outdoor spaces we can use here. But yeah, that deck is beautiful. You know, it's all hardwood. It's sort of a newer concept for us. And it's very popular. Very popular. Oh, so.
Very nice. Very nice. I like your linenless tables and your new chairs and for your meeting space and things like that. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to be winding down here. See, that was painless, wasn't it?
Pretty painless.
Yeah, see? I mean, I didn't ask any wild, crazy questions. You know, people
keep
always...
Keep college out of the conversation.
Yeah, people always think I'm going to ask some... I have some underlining, you know, message going on. Or I want, you know... I'm not trying to expose anything. This is all about your career. This is all about, you know, telling your story. You know, we all have a story within this hospitality industry. Either we came from hotels, or we came from restaurants, or we're a food blogger, or an influencer, or we work with a DMO, or a CVB, or a tourism board. Whatever that is, we want you on the show. We want you to talk about the things that you're doing, where you came from, where you are now. So that's what On Air with Russell Hotels is about. And it's about education. You know, someone found out something today that they didn't know about.
Right.
And maybe it was about Cherry Creek. Like, I've been to Denver before, but I've never heard of this Cherry Creek.
Right.
Well, maybe they're more inclined to come check out Cherry Creek, especially on the weekends.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's a ghost town over here on the weekends, right?
No, absolutely not. That's when you get to hang out with the locals.
Oh,
they're a fun group.
Boy. That is funny. But anyway, we're going to be winding down here. I want to thank Amy for being such a gracious host here at the JW Marriott. I've been here for 2 days. And like I said, the accommodations were great. Food is great. And the amenity basket you gave me last night was over the top. Okay.
Did you like that beer?
Yes. We'll talk about the beer.
Okay. I'm not a beer partaker.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Was it interesting? Okay.
It had a little bite to it.
Right.
I only drank one, you know. She gave me like a 12 pack. I only drank one, okay? Like,
they don't
need
sell
all
them individually.
I don't need 12. One is fine. Two, you know, okay. But I was in my room, Mom. So just to let you know, I was in my room. I was not driving. So I did have a beer, but it was in my room. I didn't leave last night. And you also get chips. Those chips are very good.
Those local chips. Yes, yeah, everything is local.
Yes. Okay. Well, the nuts and everything, very good. So thank you so much for
that. You're welcome.
Thank you for the invitation to come in and check out your beautiful hotel. We definitely will be sending RFPs for this particular hotel as well. So thank you so much. So next week, I'll be back in the studio. My guest next week is going to be Miss Stephanie Smith. She is founder and digital matriarch of Cogwheel Marketing. So you probably can go cogwheel.com, cogwheelmarketing.com, and you can check her out. We'll be discussing SEO, digital marketing, just specifically for hotels. Because, you know, so I think sometimes hotels, we're missing the mark. We're not reaching the people we should be reaching. Well, guess what? Stephanie's going to talk about that stuff. So it's going to be great. So, and she's a former hotel person that actually started her own business. So, and actually, I worked with her when I was at another hotel. But we'll talk about that next week. But I just want to let you know to tune in for that next week, because that's going to be a good show. Not that this wasn't. I mean, we got Amy here. I mean, what else could we ask for, right? But in closing, I want to thank you so much. You got 2 minutes. You can ask me a question if you want to ask a question.
Oh, my gosh. It's too many questions for 2 minutes.
Hurry up. We don't have that much time.
Where's my timer?
Pausing. She's in here pausing. Like,
I'm reflecting.
Two minutes.
It's like, I don't know. This is like asking a celebrity a question.
You don't. Stop.
Okay. So, you know,
yeah,
do you ever miss hotels? Do you ever miss the hotel sign?
No.
Okay. Well, that took 2 minutes. All right. Have a great day, folks.
Well, I'm still in that space. I mean, I do, you know, I'm in hotels all the time, but in a different capacity. So I'm looking at them from a planner standpoint, from more of the consumer standpoint. So, I don't miss the day to day. I don't miss the Monday meetings that you have a meeting to have a meeting,
right?
You know, and then you really still nothing, don't get anything done. There's a lot of crap that goes on that didn't need to be part of. And I can say that I'll be as honest, you know, on that. But I do like that I'm still involved and I still can build a relationship with people like yourself, Riley, who I just met today. And who's the other guy I met today? Not just Riley, but what's the name? Oh my God.
Brad, Steve? John. I'm going to get there soon.
You are too much.
Ben. It was Ben. Was it Ben? Okay.
Ben at the house. And so meeting these new people, building relationships, that's always a good thing. So I just got the cue for me to wrap up. So thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. We'll see you next week. Have a great day. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.